This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area, Friday, April 5th, 2013. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that a federal agency is looking at widening its jurisdiction in the regulation of oil and gas pipelines. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, part of the Department of Transportation, is considering regulating all gathering pipelines, which would close a loophole applying to many lines in Colorado as well as other states. Gathering lines deliver oil, gas, and associated substances from production areas to processing facilities. The agency's pipeline safety regulations regarding these lines don't apply to low population areas. This translates to only about 10% of 200,000 miles of natural gas gathering lines nationwide being regulated by them. The federal agency has agreements with state agencies for regulations and enforcement within a state, but those agencies may not impose safety rules on federally unregulated gathering lines. While leaks from gas lines can threaten the environment, a primary concern is the danger of explosion. Part of the reason the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration hasn't regulated gas gathering lines in rural areas is because they have historically been generally small and have had relatively low pressures. However, diameters and pressures of gathering pipelines have been increasing in the case of some lines being installed for drilling in gas-rich shale formations. Some local energy companies have begun exploratory drilling in shale. Garfield County has about 10,000 wells, generally in the less populated western part of the county, including in many areas commonly referred to as rural residential. WPX Energy, which has more than 4,400 gas wells in Garfield County and surrounding areas, has said it treats all of its lines as flow lines subject to Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission rules and tests them well beyond what that agency requires. Pipeline regulations associated with oil and gas development have drawn increased attention after a leak of some 6,000 gallons of hydrocarbons discovered in a pipeline corridor northwest of Parachute earlier this month. The investigation into that leak continues, but it is focusing in part on a valve set for a natural gas liquids pipeline that runs from Williams' nearby gas processing plant to tanks on the other side of the creek. Some 175,000 gallons of groundwater were also contaminated and removed from the site. Dangerous quantities of benzene have been found as close as 10 feet from Parachute Creek, which officials say so far has not been affected. A subsidiary of the company at the center of an investigation was hit with a $275,000 penalty in November for stormwater violations that threatened the same watershed. The Colorado Water Quality Control Division imposed the civil fine against Bargath, LLC, part of Tulsa-based Williams, a pipeline and gas processing company. The violations were in connection with work on the Crawford Trail Pipeline right-of-way. According to the enforcement documents on the stormwater matter, the penalty arises from a construction project that began in 2008 and involved disturbing 116 acres of land. The division had granted a stormwater permit allowing discharge into Parachute Creek and downstream into the Colorado River. Quoting Steve Gunderson, director of the division, "They basically destroyed the hillside and it was a pretty serious violation," end quote. Asked about a potential pattern of problems involving Williams, Gunderson said the stormwater incident, while serious, is totally unrelated to the current one. He noted that there has been a history of stormwater violations by energy companies in the watershed, including one that resulted in a mudsickle of frozen sediment up one tributary. State lawmakers are planning to introduce a bill to regulate recreational marijuana next week. A task force is wrapping up its work with a slew of recommendations. There are 166 pages in their report. Legislators hope to learn from the state's experience regulating medical marijuana. But, as Benta Berkland reports, there are still some big issues to iron out.
Members of the bipartisan committee say the toughest challenge will be figuring out the right level to tax marijuana. Amendment 64 requires an excise tax to go before voters, with the first chunk of money slated towards education. Lawmakers are also considering a special sales tax. Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri of Commerce City says the tax rate is a key piece of the overall puzzle.
Changes how we look at enforcement, changes how we think through the interplay between local and state government, and so I think that's probably the most difficult.
For Republican Representative Brian Del Grosso of Loveland, it's making sure the tax isn't too high, which could push people into the black market.
I'm not very optimistic that we'll come to agreement on a lot of those ideas, because I think now sometimes we're kind of getting to philosophical differences. I think up to this point, I think most everything's been kind of nonpartisan.
Del Grosso says he doesn't want Colorado to put too big a burden on legitimate marijuana businesses, and he isn't sure that businesses should be required to grow their own product.
We were sold that vertical integration was the way to go up front, but then we found out with the audit that came out that, quite frankly, that really hasn't been enforced. And so the whole model that this is the best way to go, I think, kind of came crashing down.
Del Grosso is referring to a scathing state audit that said the Colorado Department of Revenue is failing to regulate medical marijuana dispensaries from seed to sale. The audit also criticized the department for having a huge backlog of applications, misspending money, and being plagued with layoffs. The Revenue Department is also charged with regulating recreational marijuana, and Executive Director Barbara Broll told the committee the department needs more resources.
We had to significantly reduce staff. I mean, let's face it, we've got 15 people trying to do the job of 55.
Democratic Representative Dan Pabon of Denver chairs the committee and says crafting the new regulations is important work. It takes time, effort, and energy.
We've got to get this right. The people of Colorado are asking for us to regulate this properly, but also to make sure that the public safety is protected and that we protect our children.
Pabon is also considering a state rule that would require a public hearing before a pot shop could open. But he says local governments could opt out. He and others expect a vigorous debate as marijuana measures move through the legislature, but he says he's confident lawmakers will be able to craft rules before the session ends. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
One person who is watching with interest the debate over recreational marijuana regulations in the legislature is Joe Megacy, whose coalition, Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, worked for the passage of Amendment 64. KVNF's Marty Derlin has more.
Joe Megacy is not the person you'd expect to be advocating for recreational marijuana. He has a background as a Republican staffer, most recently as communications director for U.S. Congressman Mike Kaufman. But Megacy worked to get Amendment 64 passed, and he's still working for a coalition to see that it's sensibly regulated.
Now, personally, I worked for Republicans for a number of years, and I came to this from sort of a, you know, what the role of government should be, and I don't think that government should be trying to outlaw this substance, which is, you know, objectively less harmful than alcohol. I don't think we should be, you know, wasting government resources locking people up for using this for using a plant that, you know, is less harmful, objectively less harmful than alcohol. And that's sort of where I came to it. You know, it's an interesting coalition of folks, of, you know, liberals, it's conservatives, libertarians. You know, it's not necessarily it's not a right left issue. I think this is an issue that crosses party lines.
Megacy has some thoughts about why it's been so difficult to get a handle on the regulation of recreational marijuana.
We knew that there were going to be some issues. I mean, this is, you know, groundbreaking work that's been done. It's never been undertaken anywhere in the world. And so we knew that there were definitely going to be some, you know, road bumps along the way.
Do you think the Department of Revenue is the right place to put the enforcement or the regulation?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not sure that there's any other appropriate department or agency to handle regulation. I mean, they handle regulation for liquor sales, tobacco sales, so anything else has always been handled within that department. So I'm not sure that any other department or agency is appropriately equipped to deal with this sort of regulations. They definitely have a lot that they can learn from the couple of years that they've been regulating medical marijuana, and I think this audit is evidence of that. There are definitely mistakes that can be learned from. We move forward with 64.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
And finally, Evelyn Horn reports 140 sandhill cranes roosted along the western shore of Hart's Basin last night. The pelicans are gone. But as Evelyn reports, there remain a dozen western grebe, ducks and ducks and ducks, as she says. Thanks for tuning in. Thus concludes today's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria. Good day.